Today in the Auspice Farm Supply Podcast Studio, we have Harlan back with us today. And Harlan is going to talk to us about fungicides and where we fall this year with fungicides. This year has been a little bit abnormal, and we've experienced some conditions that we haven't. For those of you that are listeners and subscribers to our podcast, the last two podcasts that we had our seed reps in, and they talked about what we've experienced already this year with frost and dry conditions. So we're following that up today with the fungicide conversation. We've hit on through various podcasts that we've experienced an abnormally dry year. Our soils are dry. There is a little bit of moisture down there when you dig down, but the topsoils are extremely dry. And typically fungicides are something that we think of with wet conditions and wet weather. So Harlan, what are the benefits of doing a fungicide application in a dry weather such as the one we're experiencing now?
In a year like this, we need to consider what a fungicide is actually being used for. They are primarily thought of as products that keep plants healthier from disease, which leads to better plant health performance and yield potential. In a hot, dry year like what we're having now, though, certain fungicide ingredients are considered stress mitigators. So we could be putting fungicides on our corn crop, especially at this point in time when it's setting ear size. We'd be putting that on the plant to enable it to feel better in such hot, dry conditions that persist for a long period of time. When you do that, the plant will throw a bigger ear internally and attempt to build that ear out for the rest of the summer. We're not going to be putting a fungicide on this mid-June to end-June time period for disease yet, although fungicides this time of year are known to work on anthracnose stalk rot disease so that we have a better stalk in the fall of the year. So think hot, dry weather, like what we're having this time of year in June. We'd be putting fungicide on corn as a stress reliever.
You just hit on our next topic of the hot. Now, typically I cannot remember a season where we have had this many 90 degree days already in June. It has been extremely hot. We're ahead on heat units. So can you go into again that benefit of what a fungicide does in regards to adapting for those heat conditions?
There's three main classes of ingredients that are in today's fungicides: triazoles, strobilurins, and SDHI. When we're talking about using a fungicide as a stress mitigator or something that changes the respiration in a plant to enable it to withstand heat and dry conditions for a longer period of time, we'd want to be using a product that's got a strobilurin ingredient in it. There are many of those on the market, but that would be the ingredient to be focusing on for this type of usage.
You hit on that really quickly. There are so many fungicides out there on the market. You have, like you stated, three different types of fungicides, and many of those cross and have combinations of those three active ingredients in them. Now the biggest question that we have, of that about abundant amount of fungicides on the market, which ones do you recommend be applied this year for the conditions that we're facing?
Products that we have available that would have strobilurin ingredients in them would be Headline SC as an example. Something in that Miribus Neo type family, Trivapro, Veltima, those would be the leaders in the market that would have the ingredient that you'd want this time of year for stress mitigation. What's different though in 2021 is, although the list is long and there are more products that have strobilurin ingredients in them, we need to balance that out with what's available for supply. So that's the next issue.
Yes, so we've had this issue with Liberty and Roundup and generic glyphosate having a shortage of supply. We're seeing that in the fungicide market, but Harlan, can you go into how AFS has these chemicals on hand and to come in and talk to your agronomist and get them booked today to see the benefits in your field?
I'll start off by saying anything that you've purchased since the 2021 season began, typically prepay sometime in November would start, we have product to cover all early orders. Do not rush in and get anything you've got prepaid because we've got it for you. Just rest easy on that. Above and beyond our prepaid orders, there are supplies available that are all in-house. We're not waiting for any shipments to come in. The key products in what we have available in larger quantities would be Merivis Neo, Trivapro, Lucento, and Veltima. But when we think about what needs to be put on now versus what needs to be put on a month from now, you may want to focus in on that ingredient Strobilurin, particularly because of hot, dry conditions, and choose from those products first. Headline SC was an example I gave as something we could use now. We have some, but it's very little, so that'll probably go pretty fast. When we get later into July, first part of August, we have excellent supplies of the four main brands I mentioned. Again, they'd be Merivis Neo, Trivapro, Lucento, and Veltima. So good supplies there. And it would be wise for you, if you're thinking of putting on an application the mid to late July, early August time period, get those booked now.
Harlan, you mentioned Veltima, and Veltima is part of Osmus Farm Supply's First to the Field program. So following up this podcast, Nathan Eitzman is going to do a podcast specifically on Veltima and what they saw last year in the First to the Field and what that product does and what how it could benefit your field. So if you're looking for more information on Veltima, we will link that podcast audio in the comments for this podcast for more information on that specific product. Harlan, is there anything else you'd like our customers to know about the fungicide season coming up and how to go forth with this abnormal dry, hot season? We've constantly complained about the rain and how it somehow never shuts off in previous years. Now we're getting the other extreme. It would be really nice to just not have an extreme year one of these seasons.
That's the new norm. So the thing to remember with fungicide applications is always put in a fungicidal surfactant. You do not have to worry anymore about spraying ahead of corn tassel. That's an old thought that you just need to forget about because today's fungicidal surfactant, if you choose the right one, does not bother any sort of corn reproductive activities. Make sure you ask about that. The lead product from us is Precisive. There are some other products in the marketplace as well. So don't worry about that for a crop injury perspective, and always have a fungicidal surfactant in your application.
So you mentioned Precisive. We had the last 2 weeks, our podcasts have been with Precision Laboratories on surfactants and specifically one on Precisive. I will link those podcasts in the comments of this podcast for you to go back and listen to.
Yes, Matt Folletti made some excellent scientific comments about the past and what went wrong and how things have changed. So an excellent podcast to listen to.
Yeah, it was. It was very interesting.
We strive to share current information with you as quickly as we can. And I'll put a plug in here for our AFS portal. So if you're not connected to that, get connected, please. We can send you quick app notifications. All this information I've talked about today would be available there in print format or something to read on the screen, something to listen to like a podcast. So sign up for the Osmus Farm Supply portal.
Yeah, we will put the link for that in the comments too. It sounds like this podcast is going to have lots of links in the comments. So plenty of information out there on fungicides and what Osmus is doing to supply you with as much information as we can, since this is an odd year and you're maybe experiencing things you have not in recent years. And there's new technology out there now that maybe wasn't available the last time we experienced this extremely hot, dry beginning of the season.
Products get better all the time. Yes, it's not remembering things you've done from the past that maybe did or didn't work. It's a whole new breed of products now that have different characteristics.
And as always, if you have questions, give your Osmus Farm Supply agronomist a call and they will help you through what products we have on hand and ready to go out the door that can help you and get the best return on your investment this growing season. Thank you, Harlan, for coming into the studio and talking to us today about fungicides.
Good luck with it all. Thank you.